What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Baseball Connection. We have a lot to discuss, so let's just jump right into it. The top topic of discussion right now is injuries. We have some notable injuries around the major leagues, some big names. So in the last few days, we saw Eury Pérez, the touted young Marlins righty, having to undergo Tommy John surgery. That was announced a few days ago. He made his big league debut last season at just 20 years old, and he didn't show his youth. I mean, he burst onto the scene and just was electric. 91 innings of big leagues, 3.15 ERA. You know, big, tall right-hander, 6'8", and just was looking like an ace already. And this year comes in, and all of a sudden, he's getting Tommy John. Now, it was just announced, Shane Bieber is going to have Tommy John. This one was seemingly out of nowhere. I mean, Bieber has been injured quite a bit in the last couple of years, but they just announced on Saturday that he's going to need surgery to reconstruct his UCL. And that's a huge blow, because after his opening day start in Oakland, he felt some pain in his elbow, and then he took the ball again in Seattle and it persisted. So the team ordered some additional tests and scans, which revealed injury to the same ligament he had problems with last year. So he got some second opinions and surgery was determined to be the best route moving forward. So, you know, it's a tricky situation because, you know, his velocity, first of all, he dominated his first two outings. Those two outings I just mentioned, he dominated, racking up 20 strikeouts over 12 innings. And his velocity was trending in the right direction. His changeup and curveball were the best they've been in years. He was starting to look like that 2020 AL Cy Young version again. And now it's tricky because he's in his final year with the Guardians. And if he would have remained as stellar as he showed us in his first two starts, he could have been a trade candidate come July. And if Cleveland stayed in contention, you know, they could have kept him and led them to another fun run like they did in 2022. But, you know, most importantly, he's trying to pad his resume as he goes into free agency. Now he faces a long road back to the mound. And then Spencer Strider exited the home opener on Friday, informed the medical staff that he had right elbow discomfort. It was an abbreviated four-inning outing, and now he's headed for an MRI on his elbow. So we don't know what the results of that are, but it's not looking good because his velocity was a couple ticks lower. He was throwing 2 miles an hour lower than he normally does. That's the lowest. You know, his fastball averaged 95.9. Last year, he averaged 97.2. So he's a couple ticks below where he normally sits. And I mean, this is still high octane velo, if we're being honest here. But, you know, this is a guy who normally throws in the upper 90s, and he's a couple ticks below that. So that was a red flag. And then him telling the medical staff that he had right elbow discomfort is a red flag. He labored through four innings. That's a red flag. So not a lot of great signs on the Spencer Strider situation. We'll have to wait for the results of the MRI, but just a lot of injuries all of a sudden. So that is making people ask the question, well, is this happening due to the pitch clock? Are pitchers getting hurt more due to the pitch clock? Well, I don't know. From what I've read, there is no data to suggest that, because you have to remember the pitch clock was implemented in the minor leagues for a couple of years before it came to the major leagues. I think at least 2 years before it came to the major leagues. And the minor leagues didn't see any uptick in arm injuries, they didn't see any uptick in arm injuries. So pitchers have been getting Tommy John at a high rate for a long time, long before the pitch clock came. This is just the second year. We had 1 year of pitch clock. 2023 was the first year of pitch clock in the major leagues. So to say that the pitch clock is a reason for injuries, I don't know. I mean, we were having this rash of Tommy Johns before 2023. This is not new. This is not new at all. I think it has a lot more to do with how hard pitchers are throwing nowadays. I mean, the kind of stuff you need to wipe out slider and high 90s fastball to be an ace nowadays. You do. That's just the truth. And is the body able to handle that over a long period of time? I mean, over and over again. I mean, pitching, like a baseball, throwing a baseball is already an overhand throw is an unnatural throwing motion. Doing it with the amount of torque and stress these guys put on their elbow over and over again, that's going to break something. That's going to break something. So I think that's more of what we're seeing, is just the kind of, you know, the high velocity and the sliders that we're throwing, which put a lot of stress on the elbow. And I think that's where the injuries are coming from, rather than the pitch clock, because we were seeing this long before. We've been seeing this for years. This is not new. I mean, we're talking about Tommy John's in 2018, 2018, 2019, 2020. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about some games, some results. So the Giants celebrated their home opener with a walk-off. They beat the Padres by a score of 3-2. And, Tyrell Estrada delivered a game-winning double in the bottom of the ninth. This game was started by Jordan Hicks. Remember, Jordan Hicks is a converted reliever. So he's looked good so far. They got a superb start from him. Gave up one earned run over a career-high 7 innings. So that lowered his ERA to 0.75 over 12 innings. That's just 2 appearances this year. But yeah, I mean, this dude hasn't pitched 7 innings in the big leagues before, and he's looked sharp. I will say that I am very surprised. I did not expect him to have this kind of durability because, remember Jordan Hicks, the closer, throwing 100, 102, whatever he's throwing, and just coming in for 1 inning. You usually don't see guys like that succeed when they try to get stretched out as starters. So that is what we're seeing. Hicks has, I said 102. I'm sorry. He's hit 105 as a reliever. But he's learning to dial it back so he can better maintain his stuff as he pitches deeper and deeper into games. So his average sinker velocity was down from 100 miles an hour, which is what he normally averages, to 94.6 on Friday. I mean, he still topped out at 99 while facing his final batter in the seventh. So this dude definitely has a lot in the tank. But Jordan Hicks is looking like a really good starter in the early going here in 2024. Let's head to Arlington, where the Houston Astros took on the Texas Rangers. So this one ended up being a 10-2 Rangers victory, and the Rangers jumped all over Hunter Brown. I mean, this was, they batted around in the second inning. They scored 5 runs. They capped it off with a 3-run homer by Adolis Garcia. I mean, this is a rematch of last year's ALCS. 4-game set in Arlington, and the Rangers made a statement in the first game. But this loss snapped an 8-game winning streak at Globe Life Field for the Astros, which included 3 wins in the 2023 ALCS. I mean, it was the longest winning streak at that ballpark by any team other than the Rangers since the ballpark opened in 2020. So the Astros entered that game with a major league leading 1.29 ERA from the starters. Watch Hunter Brown give up 5 runs, 4 walks, and 8 hits in 3 innings. So his ERA is 6.43 now after 7 innings on the year. But it's early, and he was facing a very good team. So he labored 80 pitches in his 3 innings of work and just got tattooed. It is what it is. It is what it is. But we enter an interesting weekend of games. Of course, weekend series are always fun. Great time to relax and just watch some baseball. I also need to give it a shout before we conclude. Shout out to Ryan McMahon hitting a walk-off grand slam in the Rockies home opener against the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, that's huge. Rockies hitters love being home. I think we can all recognize that. But Ryan McMahon is off to a really good start this year, home or road. And he capped it off with a walk-off grand slam on Friday to seal a 10-7 win for Colorado. So that's going to do for today. If you enjoyed this, please share it with someone who'd be interested. And we'll see you next time on Baseball Connection.